Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
And y'all, as a family and as individuals, we got to be overcomers in life. And the devil is after more than just you. The devil's after your family. And he's so much after your family that he'll try to use your family to get to you so he can tear up the family. Woo-wee! So y'all, we got to wake up. You got to wake up. Look at David, say, we got to wake up. And listen, you got to do more than wake up and smell the coffee. You got to wake up and read the Bible. Because there are a lot of people that's waking up and smelling the coffee and then they want a donut. We got to see this, what the devil is interested in. And y'all, if we don't get this, we will tear up something that God says can be healed. Family members that don't even speak to each other as a result of feeling or experiencing rejection. If they understood how this thing worked, their family could be healed. Are you listening to me? Church folk that don't even speak to each other and don't get along and don't want to sit beside each other could be healed. But if you're not careful, you'll tear up what God designed to be healed. Rejection again, to refuse to accept, to refuse to acknowledge, to refuse to use, to refuse to use. To be discarded, to feel useless, to feel worthless. And y'all, the truth is, nobody can escape it. There's not one person in here, no matter how close you are to God, that are exempt from having times when people or situations can make you feel or cause you to experience like you're not being accepted, who you are doesn't matter. Don't care about how secure you are and don't care nothing about what God called you to do. And if we are not careful, y'all, we'll let that thing get in our spirit. And for some people and some families, this can be devastating. It can be painful. I have seen families and I have seen people miss their destiny because they didn't know how to deal with family members that made you feel like you don't belong. But according to the word of God, you can overcome this. According to Isaiah, what we read, Brother Marvin, Jesus was the greatest man that God ever gave to the planet. But yet he was the most rejected man that God ever gave to the planet. When it was time for him to be born, even his natural mother and father, Mary and Joseph, his father didn't even want him. Joseph was rejecting him, but of course, you know, I can't be too hard on Joseph because if my wife came to me and told me she was pregnant, and I know we hadn't been on the honeymoon yet, I'd have a little trouble with that ministry too. But it took an angelic visitation from an angel to come and get Joseph to see. But he was being rejected then. The wicked king Herod didn't want Jesus. He was rejecting him. He wanted to kill him. And Mary and Joseph had to take Jesus and go hide in Egypt to keep Herod from getting him. Throughout his life, he was being rejected. The Bible says he came to his own and his own received him not. They rejected him. Jesus is hanging on the cross dying. And the folk he's dying for, those folk are even rejecting him. Jesus got what we deserved so we wouldn't get what we deserved. And yet he's still being rejected. But he took your sickness, he took your pain, he took your sorrow, but he also took rejection. So from birth to death, he was rejected, but he did not allow it to affect his decision making. And get this, y'all. it did not affect his attitude or how he treated people. Because when folk are not accepting you, they're not validating you, they're not making you feel secure, and they're not connecting with what you believe God's called you to do, that can make you feel some kind of way. And it can get in your attitude. And you can be done with people, and you can start to do to others what you felt people have actually done to you. But y'all, we got to be able to overcome rejection. Why? Because all of us will, and all of us have been rejected before. I'm going to say it again. All of us have, and all of us will be rejected. Okay? Now, get this. God so loved the world, John 3:16. Love was the greatest need we had. God so loved the world. He met the greatest need we had, and that was a need for love. The Bible also lets us know that God is love. So if God is love, and because of love, he gave, that means that we were created out of love. Now, not only were you created out of love, you were created to love. So you're created out of love to love. And we've already seen in the Word of God where the devil can't stop God from loving you. So the devil looks and says, ain't but one other set of folk I got to go to deal with. Because I've already seen where the Lord's not going to reject them because he's already accepted them into the beloved. So then Satan focuses on his relationship with people, the folk in your life. And if love is your greatest need, then Satan knows rejection is your greatest fear. So he attacks your greatest need with your greatest fear. Your greatest need is to love and to be loved. And so if I can attack what is supposed to love you and attack you that are supposed to love, then I can get to the heart of God. I can't attack Jesus and make him reject you. So I gotta try to get to the people who are closest to you that are supposed to accept you. I gotta get to the people who are closest to you who are supposed to secure you. Who are supposed to validate you. And the people who are supposed to support you. Get this, y'all. This is what folk pay hundreds and thousands of dollars to get from counselors. And y'all are in therapy. This is mass therapy right here. Everybody getting laid out on the couch. Touch two people and say, you can overcome rejection. You can overcome it. Love is a common denominator. I mean, for the kids zone, for the tweens, for the teens, for the lifers, for the adults, the seasoned saints, for the children, for the parents, for the grandparents. For the aunts, for the uncles, for the nieces, the nephews, everybody in your natural family, everybody in your spiritual family, love is a common denominator for everybody. Love. And so Satan uses the greatest fear too for everybody. Rejection. Touch your neighbor and say, this is good stuff for you right here. Because rejection, y'all, is a control point. It's a crossroad in life. And when you go through life, you're going to have to deal with your control points and your crossroads. You're going to have moments when you got to deal with rejection. And y'all listen, people that got a lot of freedom issues, rejection can be huge. When there's just great need to just always be accepted. Because if you don't understand how to really deal with this, it's going to impact your decisions. It's going to impact how you interact with people. It's going to impact how you live your life. And it's also going to impact what it is that God has called you to do. Listen to this, y'all, for a minute. I wrote some things down. Here are a few forms of rejection. Being unwanted as a child, that can hurt. Not being accepted and loved, lacking attention and affection, that can hurt. Being excluded in relationships, being excluded in sports, that can hurt. Being laughed at can hurt. Being gossiped on or lied on can hurt. Being misunderstood can hurt. Being compared in an unfavorable way, that can hurt. Getting a divorce or being divorced, that can hurt. Not being able to find work after you done went to school 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, and 8 years, that can hurt. Adultery can hurt. Abandonment can hurt. Abuse can hurt. Neglect can hurt. Not being chosen can hurt. Not being favored or not being accepted for who I am, that also can hurt. Racism can hurt. Sexism can hurt. Discrimination can hurt. For whatever reason it might be, choosing, y'all, get this, choosing to accept standards that are out of my reach just to be accepted by other people, that too can hurt. Rejection. You're not tall enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not thin enough. You're not thick enough. These things cause rejection. Your hair is not long enough. Your hair is too short. You're too light. You're too dark. Not having the person you want in your life that you want to be with can hurt. I've seen people that hurt over folk in their life that they care about that died premature. And it left them angry and even bitter with God because they felt like God had rejected them. But most of us have experienced rejection on many levels in our life. But God, please hear me, God does not want it to become a controlling spirit in your life. How do you know you're being controlled by it, Bishop? Good question. When you're controlled by it, you expect it. You live in it. It defines who you are. When rejection as a spirit has gripped your life, it controls your life. And when it controls your life, it changes your life, changes your family, changes your decisions. It changes how you deal with people. It holds you back from God's destiny for you. It's almost enough to make you feel like, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to guard myself. And I'm going to rejection-proof me. And the way I'm going to rejection-proof me, in other words, I got to get away from all this anxiety rejection. So the way I rejection-proof me is, you ain't ever going to hurt me again. Ain't no man ever going to put me in that position. Ain't no woman ever going to do that to me again. Ain't nobody on the job. And nobody is ever going, I am never going to deal with church people like that again because I have learned my lesson. And ain't nobody hurting me. You ain't breaking my heart no more. Well, I got some news for you today. When you put yourself in that category, remember that great big old anxiety word, in the middle of it is one big letter called I. It becomes all about you. And when you rejection proof yourself, I ain't gonna love no more. They ain't gonna get that close to me no more. God can't use you. God can't use you. What do you mean God can't use me? Because nobody gets to love without hurt. Love don't come without pain. You don't get to love a person and say, you ain't ever going to hurt me. That's what we want to say. That's what we hope for. But in reality, ask any parent. You don't get to be a parent and love your child or love your children and never feel what it's like to have your child hurt you. To have a day when your child appears to be ungrateful and all you've done in that child's life, all the sacrifices you've made and much you've cared about them, and then you're going to ask them to do something and they're going to slam the door. Oh, that don't hurt me. That don't hurt me. You ain't hurt nobody but yourself. You're human. Y'all ready for this one? Y'all nod your head. Say something. You don't get to be in God's big family called love without being hurt either. Jesus couldn't even be in it without being hurt. So what exempts us? Here we go, y'all. This is us. I tell you what, I don't like this family. I'm gonna sell mine. I told a fella, me and Kristen were ministering together. I told a fella, they were talking about, you know, husband. Kristen said, I'm getting ready for my husband. You know, she got some kind of little dance she do now. She's getting ready for her husband. And I be looking at her, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so the guy said, you looking for us? I said, yeah. I said, I'm looking for two good men. I said, I take MasterCard, Discover, Visa, American Express. We laughed about it. Left up to us, y'all. Y'all know we would pick the good ones. Because I'm going to give me a good husband. I'm going to give me a wife that don't give me no trouble. Now, see, some of y'all done gone to preaching while I'm preaching. Leave a man alone. Leave a woman alone. You know, I can't even preach without you giving them a gut check. See there? I told you what I'm talking about. Now, y'all know, listen to me. How many of y'all would get you a good daddy, a good mama, a good cousin? How many of y'all would get you a good pastor? Boy, wouldn't it be nice if you could just swipe your card, put your PIN number in, and get you a pastor that won't never give you no trouble? Wouldn't that be good? Okay, y'all don't want to talk to me. Well, let me flip the script. If I could swipe my card, I'd get me some good members. Y'all looking at me trying to play me like you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you to your face. I ain't going to talk about you behind your back. I swipe my card, put my PIN number in and say, give me 50 of them. Let the church say, amen. So you can't just avoid all rejection, because y'all listen, everything you do by faith is a risk. When you love, it's risky. It's risky to love. The man that you married, you fell in love with, standing there with that nice suit, smiling at you. The woman you married came down the aisle, you crying, about to pass out. Some of y'all just shouting, turn the wedding into a church service. And 2 years later, you wake up and ask yourself, who in the world is this I done married? And the husband ought to wake up out of his sleep and say, this is us. Come on, y'all. Look at the person beside you and say, this is us. This is us. Yeah, I know my feet were small when we got married. I got big feet now. I know I was 8 pounds lighter. I'm 8 pounds. Yeah, this is us. Are you listening to me? Look at your neighbor and say, this is us. Say, you got to love and deal with the hurt that come along with it. Y'all, you got to get this. Because see, listen, rejection can make you bitter, make you angry. I'm telling you, some of the meanest people I've seen are people that wrestle with rejection. They oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Does this help anybody? Because rejection is not about me needing you to be wrong. Rejection is about me needing to be right. And sometimes you got to understand, you don't have to be wrong in order for me to be right. Jesus is dying on the cross, looking at the people who rejected him and the people that didn't want him. And he said, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Wow. See, what Satan does is he wants to wait till you have a trying crossroad moment in your life with your biological family, or your spiritual family. He wants to wait till you have a painful moment or transitional moment, a moment when y'all kind of walking through a little something. And then he wants to speak to your pain. I call him the pain or the hurt whisperer. Where's Jermaine? Where you at, Rhea? Come for a second. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil ain't nothing but a pain whisperer. Look on us, I say, he ain't nothing but a hurt whisperer. He want to start whispering when you're hurting. How many of y'all know about basketball? This might be a picture y'all remember. This is LeBron, old King James here. I'm defending him. He's trying to focus to get ready. And that's what the devil does. He like to wait till you hurting. Hoping he can whisper something. Stay with me. Because listen to me. The reason the devil wants to do it is because he know the pain ain't the problem. The hurt ain't the problem. The problem is the message in the pain. They don't love you. Don't care nothing about you. If I was you, I'd quit. Throw in the towel. Your family don't love you. Your mama don't want you. Daddy don't care nothing about you. Look at them. They don't think you're no good. And this is what happens. Stay with me now. Stay with me. I'm going to let White get up in just a moment because that's a tough spot to be in, bend over like that. See, what the devil does, please hear me, y'all. Give me 12 minutes. Here's what he does. He wants to take his thought and insert it in your pain and have you thinking it's your thought. You don't feel like they don't love you, but by the time he get through, and the thought didn't even come from you. Now, this is why the devil is the devil, because he know we got power over him, so he always try to slip up and do it in a way that we won't know it's him, because if we know it's him, we'll reject him. Give Brother White a hand. And he'll show up and say stuff like, you ain't worth nothing. They don't love you. They don't care about you. They don't want you. No one will ever love you. Why do you try? God don't even love you. You're a loser. People don't care about you. They just want to use you. They just want to get what you want. And y'all, this is a spirit. It's a spirit. Look at your neighbor and say, stop freaking out. It happens to everybody. And then, y'all, we just get too overly dependent upon our family, naturally and spiritually. You get too overly dependent upon them. What do you mean you do? Because they need to accept me. Uh-huh. Yeah. They need to know who I am. I need to be secure. They know I got purpose. And when you don't get that, Jesus is hanging on that cross and he's dying. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. In other words, Jesus is saying, take your rejection and turn it over to God instead of putting it on people. And you go back and your whole life is like, well, this relationship gonna get better when you accept me. This relationship gonna get better when you acknowledge me. This relationship gonna get better when you make me feel more secure. This relationship gonna get better when you validate what God's called me to do. And here you are, your whole life now is controlled by the person that needs to make you feel this way. So what you have done, you have taken the power that belongs to God and put it into the hand of a human who cannot possibly live up to that. So now you put them in a position to fail, and you put yourself in a position to always have to deal with rejection because you're expecting your acceptance to come from them. Does this mean that people shouldn't love me, that people shouldn't care, that they shouldn't support? No, that's not what it means. But what it does mean is if you're expecting them to do for you what only God can do for you, your family relationship is not going to have a chance. You'll kill it before you get a chance to live. But you don't know what he did. You don't know what she did. You're right, but I know what Jesus did. So I say to Pastor Gooch, you need to accept me. And until you, this relationship just ain't gonna be right. So now I done set my whole life up based on what I need him to do. And what if he decides he don't want to do it? Where does that leave me?
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.